right, gang, it's time for Puck Off. Frazier Smith, Joe Bartnick here, and Joe, we're in stereo.
We're in stereo again. I very rarely, shall we say, quality control, but it brought to my attention, and I thought it was pretty cool. So I don't know, but I guess some people don't hear in one ear or something like
Something's going on.
Yeah,
some people did complain, but very few. Two people complained.
Yeah, two people.
Three listeners. So, no, I mean, you know, we didn't really know. We're gonna fix it though.
Yeah, Johnny.
I think stereo's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool too. But Johnny Bench is working on it, and
we'll get it fixed.
And because we're under the gun because the mothership is calling today. You're working over there harder than anybody. So
I can't believe it.
So we got to nail this now. So well,
fortunately, we have a very exciting division to talk about. Probably hockey's toughest at this point. Don't you think the Central?
Oh, absolutely. I just want to do a couple news and notes first.
Oh, okay.
That's what makes the show great. We never rehearse.
We don't rehearse. We have no idea what we're doing.
We never. Yeah. No, but a couple things was I watched two games last night.
Oh, preseason. Yeah.
Preseason. First of all, Gino had two assists in like the first three shifts. To Mata and Letang both are healthy.
Yeah,
Gino's with the Russians. The Russian kid. They look. Gino skipped camp last year, so he looked amazing. Sergei Gonchar looked amazing. Back the old man, the fountain of youth. And then I watched your Red Wings and the Blackhawks.
How'd that look?
You guys looked okay. You guys didn't dress the Chicago dress. You know, Kane played. You guys got Kane and Taves and Marco Dano is playing with Kane and Taves. So he hit the lottery. He got the Brandon Saad seat. But the guy I've always liked, Ryan Garbutt, looked really good. In Blackhawk colors.
Uh-huh. How about Anisimov?
Anisimov, I don't think he played last night.
He didn't?
I don't think he played last night. As far as your guys goes, your Glendening looked good. Jimmy Howard was in that. He looked like Jimmy Howard.
Yeah, Jimmy Howard.
He gave up a few.
What are you gonna
do? He gave up a few. But
who won that?
You guys lost 5-4. You guys lost 5-4. But the other thing was that Trevor Daley brought the offense to he brought his offense to Chicago, so it was fun, just fun game to watching those guys. But yeah, I saw your new coach, and it looked weird not seeing Babcock back there.
Kind of weird.
But this is what I'm going to lead off the news and notes with is Ken Holland said we want to kick Mike Babcock's ass.
Oh well, you know he's pissed because of the parting shot that Babcock took on the way out the door. Come on, man.
Isn't it nice though when your GM has the same fire as you do? Though
I
thought you would.
Yeah, we're not mad. We're not having it.
The other news and notes before we get into the Central, which is insane. Did you see this? Where Jaromir Jagr banged an 18-year-old, and then she tried to blackmail him.
What?
Yeah, really? And Yags is like, I don't care. Put it on my Facebook page.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, now we know that where the fountain of youth is. It's an 18-year-old Czechoslovakian supermodel.
He's still pulling 18-year-olds. He's still in the game.
He's Jag. I mean, if you didn't love Jags anymore before you heard that, you got to love me more.
Yeah, I love him.
You love me more
for that.
Yeah. Here's one for you, John Tortorella. Torts, the man who never said a nice thing about anybody. He is now the coach of the World Cup team for the United States for next year. You know how they're going to get all the pros together?
Is that a good idea?
I don't think so. What do you think?
I think you need someone who's kind of a uniting type of coach, someone who bonds everybody instead of someone who's always at odds with everyone.
That's what I think. But, you know, it's almost, you know, when you take you go bad cop, good cop, how, like, you know, last year Team USA had Disco Dan, so it was a nice party for everybody, but they didn't come home with anything. So I guess this year they're getting bad cop Tortorella. I don't know how you bring superstars together with a guy that, you know, like that, but we can do other news and notes. Darren Helm, your guy's hurt. Your guy's hurt. Here's a funny one too. Josh Ho-Sang was cut by the Islanders because he was late for the first practice.
You don't want to be late for the first practice.
No. And even bigger insult, though, was he was wearing number 66.
Oh, come on.
How is I mean that's just disrespectful on a million levels.
Yeah,
but I mean I mean what are the Islanders doing? I mean they shouldn't let Tavares wear that.
No, they should.
But Josh Ho-Sang, I mean, give me a break.
Come on, Josh, make it to practice.
And if you heard this one, but Max Pacioretty was named the Canadiens captain this week.
I don't think that's a bad call.
You like that one?
Yeah.
He jumped over our guy, P.K. Subban.
Well, I like Subban, too. Yeah, I don't know. That's, yeah.
I kind of like giving it to a forward if at all possible.
I think so. Yeah. That's traditional.
You know? In retirement news, Daniel Carcillo retired. So that means more guys will be able to play with knees without him going after them. Yeah, the safety department just laid five people off.
Some people are breathing easy.
Yeah, the safety, yeah. Shanny's old job, they just laid five people off because they would have to review in Carcillo tapes.
And a guy keeping them in business.
And a guy who I love, Michael Grabner, was traded from the New York Islanders for a bunch of guys to Toronto. So Lou Lamoriello already making waves, adding ridiculous speed to the Toronto lineup.
They're trying to get a fast team down there, up there.
Yep. All right, my friend. All right, now is time.
Well, here we go.
That'll be our tease for the Central Division, because now Johnny Bench is going to put in our fabulous commercials.
This is where they go here?
Right here. Boom. Hey, everybody. This is Joe Bartnick of Puck Off talking about FanDuel. And I didn't win last week either. But the beauty is I get to play again this week with a whole new team. And this week, you bet your buns I'm picking Ben Roethlisberger. I thought, and that's my guy. And Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, that was the best Ben I think ever played. But, I should have won, though, because I went with Aaron Rodgers, which, of course, Aaron Rodgers is always good, too. That's the beauty of FanDuel. You can always pick Aaron Rodgers or Brady or Big Ben, and you're not stuck with the same guys all year. You know, FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football, with winners and more payouts than any other site. Yeah, that other site. The money is real. They are paying out over $75 million a week. Building a team is easy. You just pick your favorites, stay under the salary cap, and sit back on Sunday and watch your team win. You can start playing for as little as a dollar. If you know anything about fantasy football, if you know anything about football, if you know anything about anything, you can play FanDuel. I mean, it's super easy. I mean, I can barely send an email, and FanDuel is like the easiest site to use. All you have to do is you go on FanDuel.com and you click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And you use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and sign up now. And there's a special offer for new users. For every dollar that you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. So if you put in $200, FanDuel is going to give you $200. And that's real easy. It's real simple. You just have to use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K. So I'm telling you, pick Big Ben, pick Antonio Brown, and use the FanDuel.com microphone in the corner and click and use PUCK, P-U-C-K. That's FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Those commercials were great.
I think FanDuel and SeatGeek should give us more money. Like, hey, other podcasts, they go out in mono.
Yeah.
Ours go out in stereo.
You're getting twice the bang for your buck with that.
Well, you came in here and said, my picks are outrageous.
No one's going to believe these.
And picks. I felt the same way about mine, because literally a case can be made for every team in this division.
They're all pretty good.
Yes.
A lot of good teams in this division. Very tough division.
All right. So, number one, who is your pick for first place in the coveted Central Division?
First place in the coveted Central, your Dallas Stars.
What?
I told you, man. I'm going all out.
I love it. Look at who's just now became the president of the Lindy Ruff fan club.
First of all, Lindy Ruff. Then, you've got Tyler Seguin's going to be healthy. Ben. One of the best players in the league. Now they've got Sharp.
Yes.
Who I think is awesome. They really helped themselves in the offseason there. And Odulia. I mean,
Big John.
Yeah, Johnny's going to help them in defense. You know what? Didn't make it last year in the playoffs, just barely. But I think they got a good lineup.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. They came in third for me, so solid playoff standing. I just I picked them third, but you know how much I love Lindy Ruff, and they're gonna have Valerie Nick and Nushin back. It's gonna be the all hip line because you know Gino Jamie Benn after all that last year played with two bad hips.
Yeah,
can you believe it? So him and Sagan and so that'll be the big line. Nick and Nish, I can't say his name. That'll be our name that everyone has to send in and tell me how to pronounce it. But then you got Despensa, Hemsky, and Sharp. So I mean, maybe Sharp can bring Hemsky, you know, along for the ride. They still got Dominic Roussel. And I think what you hit the nail right on the head, though, Johnny Oduya is going to steady that. They're actually going to have someone to play defense.
Yeah, that was a big addition for them.
Huge addition.
And Sharp's a great player.
Yeah.
He kind of got lost in the mix there in Chicago with all those great stars, but he's good.
Yeah, he's very good. And, you know, Klingberg, real up-and-coming defenseman who played really well the second half of the year. So, Demers is adequate. You know, Jason Demers, the old San Jose guy. And, you know, they're going to score a ton of goals.
Yeah. Yep. And they've got Oduya back on defense and a decent goaltender.
Well, I think Lettinen will be the odd man out because I think anti-Niemi.
You think Niemi?
I think Niemi's taking over. Yeah. And I think Lindy Ruff knows, you know, I think he saw enough of Lettinen last year.
Yeah.
That you get Antti in, you know, you say it's going to be 50-50, and then you just start giving Niemi the games.
He was letting them in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they would have made the playoffs if Lettinen, you know, did anything last year. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think they've improved themselves. They're my number one pick.
I mean, the rioting in the streets in Dallas now, I mean, people are going to be very happy.
I think they're going to,
you know,
do well.
After 2 years of me banging the drum.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to believe my second pick.
Oh,
I
don't think I will be able to.
No one's going to believe it.
You know what? Say your second pick now because go ahead.
Winnipeg Jets.
Oh, there you go. Well, truth be told, that's also my second pick.
What?
Yes. Well, you have to. You know what? We'd all just pack up and go home if we're not going to pick Winnipeg. So, I mean, that's the big buff.
Big Buff's our boy, and you know they're a solid team. You know they got swept by the Ducks, but that was a misleading series because first of all they're playing the Ducks who were great, but also they could have won any of those games. They were all close games, and or most of them. And you know I just think they had a great year last year. I think they're a loaded team.
Yeah,
and they've got Ladd. They've got. I mean, you know they're a pretty solid squad.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I think has changed, I mean, they didn't really add anything, but they lost Frolik, but, you know, Burmistov is going to be, he's getting better and better, and I really like that kid, and Adam Lowry, you know, Dave Lowry's kid, he's a beast, like 6'5", like 250, that was his rookie year last year, and those guys are going to be in the bottom six. They got a nice, nice, nice top six. I mean, Ladd, I mean, the old Blackhawk guy, the leader on that team, you got Wheeler, you got Little's very underrated as a number one center, Perreault's good, Scheifele, great number two center. I mean, I really like that team. I really, because here's the thing. I think other teams might have higher end, you know, talent up top, but these guys are just solid. You know, really 1 through 12. They're big guys. They compete.
That's what
they
I like.
They play as a team. Yeah. I mean, how great was Tyler Myers when he came over? I mean, you don't teach 6'9". I mean, he actually looked pretty. He looked almost like Chara. Heaven forbid I say that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I thought Buffalo won that trade. Then Myers came in and just dominated.
Yeah,
you got Trouba back there. You got Enstrom. I mean, they have six really good defense.
How do you like Pavlik in goal?
He played well last year. He played. He, you know what? He got shaky in the middle. Hutchinson came in the rook. kind of saved their season, kind of Hamburglar style, that he kind of faded. And then Pavlik played really good. I mean, he didn't show great in the playoffs, but that's when Perry and Getzlaff are rolling. You know, I mean, the playoffs kind of, you know, I kind of throw that out a little bit because they just kind of got a little shell. Even though they played tough, they didn't know how to win those games. This year, they're going to come back with a vengeance.
They got some experience there.
They got big guys. I mean,
that's what I like about their lineup.
Yeah, I mean, they're in their defense. I mean, look, I mean, Party's not even in the top six, and he would be a top six on just about any other team. Adam Party, the Party starter.
Party starter.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm picking the Jets, number two.
I think that's a completely solid choice. I mean that Nikolai Ehlers, like I said, Burmistov, like those Lowry, they're young guys.
Yeah,
they're only gonna get better and better. And then you already got Ladd, such a great leader. I mean, he just took that team. Him and Buff. I mean, best thing that ever happened to that team was Kane left.
Yeah, well, probably.
I love that pick. And I'm glad that we're in the same ship together now with Dallas and Winnipeg.
How about that, man? How about that?
Yeah. Now, you know who my number one pick was. I went chalk. And as I listed all these teams, I was like, I don't know. You know, am I a fool? Then I watched them play last night, and I was like, you know what? If Kane's not in prison, I'm going Blackhawks number one.
You know what? I picked them three, and here's why.
So it's like
clearly the best team, even though there's been some weird changes. I mean, look, they lost Saad, they lost Sharp, they Oduya,
yeah.
They lost a lot of guys. They got some guys. I don't know how Anisimov's going to be. I don't know how Dano's going to play, but they're still a top team. Clearly, still have Duncan Keith. Looks like they'll probably still have Kane, Taves. They're just, you know. They've got a great backup goalie in Darling.
Darling looked good last night.
You know, hey, listen, this is still a great team. But the reason I pick them third is they usually kind of coast into the playoffs. They did it last year. They came in third last year and just kind of eased their way into the playoffs, and then they turn it up for the playoffs. I think that's their MO.
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, what you just showed your that you know what, that's why I loved you, Captain, because you just showed your balls. Because I just picked them first because I'm like, I'll be insane if I pick Dallas or Winnipeg first.
Oh, I know.
So it's like, I mean, everything you said was completely reasonable and exactly how I think it is going to play out. They're just going to coast in third place, and who cares? Man. And then turn it up. But, you know, what am I, you know, I'm already a hated man in half these cities. So,
you're not really knocking a team by saying that.
No.
Look, we're going to take it easy, get in the playoffs. We'll play well enough to get in. And then we still got some energy. You know, I think that's something that a lot of teams need to think about. Look at the Blues. They get in every year, have a great regular season, and then they fade.
Right.
And a lot of people think that's because they're worn out. I don't know if that's the case, but, you know, that they put all their energy into getting in and winning the division, and then they're, you know, out of gas. So I think Blackhawks have the formula. They get in, come in third, and they win it all.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And Chicago is one of the towns I'm loved in because I always pick them to win.
Yeah, well,
I
think they're in great shape.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I do think losing to Oduya is tough. Although they got Trevor Daley still on. I mean, you know, they got some good guys still. I think Hose is still playing great.
Well, I agree with that. I think Anisimov is he's a big guy. I think he's going to come around. You know, on paper, I think for game five, you might rather have Richards, but I think all season, I think Anisimov. I still don't think the Rangers have ever recovered from losing Anisimov. I mean, they still don't have a big number one or two
he's
center.
He's a good player, you know.
They just got rid of Versteeg, but Bickle has to know he's playing for his supper. He has to wake. I mean, your guy has to wake up this year. He's sleepwalked for, you know, a year and a half
now. He did not have
a
great year.
And I'm telling you, Garbutt looked I mean, and you know how people, you know how Chicago, they love the gritty guys like the Andrew Shaws. And
sure.
I mean, Garbett looked like a Blackhawk last night. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I always loved Dallas. Garbett looked great last night. He just tough, came down, had a nice wrister, just buried it.
Yeah, he'll help.
You know, and Dano can score. And if he's going to be with Taves and Kane, I mean, give me a break.
Dano's going to surprise some people. That guy.
Yeah, I mean.
He's talented.
I mean, I it's my man crush, but I don't know, man. I actually think that they might have, I actually think that they might end up, you know, if you add the Dallas trades and the Columbus trades, I think they might be a better team. It's more spread out.
Oh, maybe. I mean, certainly. You're not hurting yourself getting a Marco Dano because he's the future.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I love Saad, he really is one guy. If you put four guys for him, you know, it kind of
good young guys.
Yeah, it evens out the lineup a little bit more, and yeah. You're not paying the $6 million for one guy. Although, you know, of course, I would piggyback carry Brandon Saad who wants to play for the Penguins and give you anybody but Sid and Gino. So
yeah, but my pick is for them to come in third and then just kind of coast in and then turn it on in the playoffs again.
The only thing that may go a little bit my way as far as just picking them first is that Darling is such a good backup goaltender.
Darling is a great
that maybe if you know that Crawford can just take he can really rest this year and Darling will win those games. Whereas Ranta, who's now in New York, I don't know if Ranta won a lot of those games. I can't say I saw them all, so I can't know. But, you know, and they're going to miss Oduya. Him and, Jarmerson, how good is Jarmerson? Jarmerson is just, I mean, he, if you didn't have Keith and Seabrook, it'd be your number one. I mean, what team is he not a number top pairing defenseman on? Yeah, only Chicago.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, I think Versteeg, too, they're going to miss.
They're going to miss Versteeg, but, I think that's where, like, some of the young guys come in, like Trop, and they got that kid Hart. Remember Hartman came in first shift last year, won a fight?
Hartman.
Yeah, I mean, they really just, I mean.
And Pickle's going to have a better year.
Yeah, he has to. Jeez, yeah. I mean, he can't play any worse. But I think Van Riemsdyk on defense and Runblad. You know, they Rambler looked pretty good last night for a first game, and Van Riemsdyk, you know, because I tell you what I saw Daly moving the puck and having a nice assist. Now, no offense to Johnny Oduya, but he never turned on the offense. I mean, we love Oduya, but Daly's going to bring a little bit of pill, I mean, and we'll see what happens. So I guess you can box them like in the old lottery days: Chicago, Winnipeg, and Dallas.
Those are the
puck off big three.
Those are our big three.
The big three. Central. Now here's an interesting. You know what's funny is I even had more. I went back and forth. I had picked one team fourth, and then after I did all my scouting and I went back through, I moved them down to fifth, and I kind of went the chalk. So who do you have number four?
Number four, I've got the Minnesota Wild. I told you I had weird picks.
Oh man,
that's who I pick.
All right, well I won't. I'll tell you the truth. I picked them last.
Ah, well.
And this isn't because the people in Minnesota want to scalp me.
I think it is.
No, you know, I just I'm not going to go against Patrick Waugh. I'm not going to put Patrick Waugh on dead last. But,
well, I like Dubnyk.
You do. Okay, we'll dissect the Minnesota Wild.
You know what? They really didn't do anything in the offseason in terms of who they added. Of any note, but I think they really didn't need to. They've got a team that's, I think, plays at a pretty high level, you know, when they're on their game, and I think they have a very good goalie. I just think that's a tricky team. I like them in fourth place.
All right, I'll give you why I picked them last is because I think. I think Yo's job's always on the hot seat every year. Every year they kind of disappoint and then they play hard to save his job. And I think this division is way too hard this year to do that. And to tell you the truth, I don't not like the Minnesota Wild. I just think every team in that division's better. I mean, to me, all the top stars other than Parisi underachieve. I mean, Granlund underachieved last year. Vanek underachieved last year. Pominville underachieved last year. I mean, the only guys that didn't are Parise and Niedermayer. Niedermayer.
I love Parise, though.
You do. You've always been a big guy.
Yeah, he's a great player.
See, that's where I think me and you differ. I think he's a very good player. I think great player is like, you know, I think great's the Ovechkins and the Cross. I mean, I think if he was a great player, maybe I'd pick him number six. Right. Maybe pick him a sixth player. You know. But I think it's more of an indictment of the other guys. I think Parisi plays great. Everyone I listed doesn't show up. You know, I mean, and Suter's great. And their defense is pretty good, but they don't have any thumpers back there. And if Dubnyk doesn't play like, you know, Eddie Shore, I mean, they're in trouble.
Well, they do count on him very heavily. And
he saved their I just see the ship sinking. I see what Yogi going to throw another fit this year. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I see him in fourth place.
There you do. Yeah. This would be Minnesota Wild. And Mervis, you have a free bar tab at the Comedy Store now.
Probably, yeah.
Ryan Mervis with that one. Yeah. Charlie Coyle, he kind of underwhelms me. I mean, Holla, I like his potential, but you know, I don't know. I just Miku Kuovo, he's a good two-way player. I'll give you that. But to me, Vanek, always overrated. Granlund, overrated. Pominville, I liked him when he played with Lindy Ruff.
Watch
he underachieved.
Vanek have a big year this year, though.
For your sake and the sake of a lot of our fans, the good people of Minnesota, I hope so. But I did not go that way.
Okay.
I said I picked them seventh. I'll tell you who I picked fourth, and I'm going to hate myself for it because it was a decision. It was between the Music City Miracles, the Nashville Predators, who I dropped to fifth. I went with Captain Kangaroo. As much as I think that they underachieve and they underwhelm and who knows what's going to happen this year. You look at their lineup and it's like, Jesus. I mean,
they do have a great lineup.
You know, I mean, and I'm just going to think that, you know what, I'm going to give them the benefit. I'm going to give them fourth place just because they'll probably win the division anyway. I mean, just in spite of me.
Well, you know what? They always do. And that's why I can't believe I picked them so low. But I couldn't believe they got rid of TJ Oshie.
They did, but they did get Brower.
Well, Brower's good, and there's no question about that.
And he might bring a little bit of, like, I think that team needs a kick in the balls, to be honest. I mean, obviously they do, but I mean, you know, I just think maybe Backes isn't a number one center. And I know that's the thing that Hitchcock wants to play deep. Remember I said if Backes is your number one center and they don't put Stastny at number one, he's a moron? That's exactly what he did. He didn't play Stastny. Stastny's got to play with Tarasenko. I mean, that's the thing. Tarasenko.
Well, I love him. Everyone does. I mean, what a player. Yeah. What a player. Vlad Tarasenko?
No, he's... I mean, and they gave him the $60 million, so maybe they're trying to move Backes.
Worth every penny.
You know? But their other guys got to... I mean... You know, I love Ryan Reeves, but they kept Ott. That's just Captain Kangaroo. I mean, put it this way: they're either going to do well this year, or they're all going to be gone.
Look,
but Tarasenko.
I don't care. The only reason I picked him so low, they got rid of Oshie, one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't really think that's going to make that big of a difference. Because I mean, you're getting Brower, but I mean that to me, just the fact that they got rid of him.
Yeah, Laterra.
You don't get rid of Oshie.
No.
Come on.
I like Schwartz. I like Braden Schwartz. I think that's his first name, Braden. I like Schwartz. He puts the puck in the net. Tomas Steen needs to wake up. Laterra has to have a better year. Stastny has to be able to play with people. But that's not even the crush of the underachievement. I mean, you know, Peter Angelo, I think, had a pretty good year. But Shattenkirk and especially Bouwmeester, they stunk. Yeah. They absolutely. Now I should pick them last. If I could pick them last,
see.
But you know, the big thing was they're getting Gunnarsson. What the hell did Gunnarsson ever do? He's gonna round it. If you can't play defense with Hitchcock preaching it, And Peter Angelo and Shattenkirk and Bomeister then. But, you know, like I said, I picked them fourth.
Okay.
I picked them fourth. My fifth team, I don't know where you picked these guys. Maybe that's another mistake of mine. Like I said, I picked the Nashville Predators.
Preds I have at six.
Okay. Well, you want to give me your thoughts?
Well, Preds had a – I think they have a very good team in a certain way, but I think they're somehow getting worse. I don't know what that is. I mean, Phil Forsberg, terrific rookie season. They have a pretty darn good goalie, Pekka-Rinne. You know, they got Barrett Jackman.
In addition.
And I don't know why. I just have a feeling they're going to fall off this year.
I would think so, too, because Ribeiro and Fisher are almost as old as me and you. Well, and Ribeiro never has two good years in a row. So that's why I picked them. I didn't pick them out of the playoffs, even with Pekka-Rinne, which is literally a brick wall.
Well, he's a great goalie.
And you know, and Carter Hutton backing him up last year. Remember making fun of him? He sounds like a cowboy. He came in. He played great, too.
Yeah.
I mainly just picked this team because of their three defensemen, which I just absolutely love. Shea Weber. Roman Josi and Seth Jones. I mean, Mr. Jones. That kid is so great.
Shea Weber's good too.
Yeah. Oh, well, Shea Weber. I mean, he's Duncan Keith without the rings. I mean, you love Duncan Keith. I love Duncan Keith. But I'm just saying. I think if Shea Weber played, I'm not trying to knock Keith whatsoever. I just mean I think Shea Weber is that good. And if he played in the big city, which thank God Nashville matched Philly's offer, he'd be a household name. I mean, Shea Weber is a man.
And yeah, a very good player.
You know, I like Wilson and Smith. You know, those guys put the puck in the net. They're a good team. I mean, Lavalette's a great coach. So. You know, we'll see what happens.
Well, and they could have got by the Hawks there in the playoffs. I mean,
Darling saved Chicago's ass.
They had him on the run. You know, I don't know why I picked him so low when I think about it, but this division's so tough.
That's the beauty of it. You talk yourself into anything.
Yeah, which I apparently did. But the other thing is, I'd like to see some of the new blood. I mean, you know, I'd like to see Winnipeg Jets move up.
Oh, yeah. You know? And they made the playoffs last year, so we're not, you know, talking out of our ears. And a little fun fact, Cody Hodgson, who kind of was looking good in Vancouver, then got moved to Buffalo and kind of had some weird things. He's in Nashville now, and he's got some pedigree and some hands. Laviolette may get the best out of him, so that's something to see down there because Mike Fisher's a pro. He's a winner. He's a solid human being. So I wouldn't doubt him at 32. Ribeiro at 32 with a big contract. Not quite so sure. But in the real deal, you know, James Neal. We'll see what happens with him. But I like I said, I picked him fifth, and you have him at six. So
yeah,
we're not putting too much into it. But you know, I guess I said I did pick him ahead of the Wild.
I saw that.
So where do we stand now?
We're at six now?
I think there's one team left that we didn't talk about, right?
Yep, and it's my last place choice in the Central. I know you're not going to like this. It's the Avalanche.
I don't think anyone's going to like that.
Well, it's my pick.
No, I know. No, I mean, I, you know, a lot
they
of...
They got Beauchemin.
Yeah.
That was a nice addition. Tough D, Soderberg, you know, and Landeskog's a great player. Got to say that, Gabe Landeskog. They're very, they have some very talented players, but for some reason, I still think they're not ready.
You know, this is when we were talking about they could be. You could make a case for anybody. I could sit here and talk myself into them being in first.
Well, yeah.
And I can also talk myself into them being last. You know, I think the division, and I think it's that tricky of a team.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do think, because I mean, look at Landeskog, young captain, clutch. They're the only team that had six 50-point scorers last year. And the problem was that none of them got hot at the same time. Well, so, like, yeah. You know, like Landeskog, you know, Landeskog was hot for a while. The guy who they need is Nathan MacKinnon. He had the epitome of a sophomore slump. Because I remember I don't know if you exactly, but very high on that guy coming in the last year, thinking they were going to do it. They got Iggy and oh, you know, and then boom, you know, I looked bad because I picked them last year to make it to the playoffs.
Well, I thought they would too last year. They had Iggy and I felt the same way last year. I think it's just coming off last year's the way they played
But they got Blake Como from the Penguins who look good for a while playing with Geno, so he's gonna add some grit and some leadership. But basically Landeskog, I mean Duchesne, hey kid, wake up, let's go Duchesne, score some goals, you got it in you know, he needs to play a little better. MacKinnon needs to bounce back. Iggy led the team in goals last year, so as long as the wheels don't go off his bus, and you know he's working out, and Iggy's not going to make himself look bad. He's not gonna make himself look bad. And then you got Tanguay. You know, Tanguay looked okay last year. You know, his hands shouldn't go away. So I like him. I put it this way. I would probably pick him fourth in the Pacific Division. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I wasn't prepared for that. But here's the thing, right? I got Eric Johnson was hurt all last year. Eric Johnson is a legitimate top two defensive pairing. He's got size. He's got skill. Tyson Barry can move the puck. He's a good offensive defenseman. He's the guy Cook went out to injure.
Right.
Okay. And then you're getting Francois Beauchemin, who's just an absolute rocket Gibraltar back there. That's going to lead. And then Varlamov is a you know, very good goaltender.
Not bad.
You know, not I mean, bad. He's not in the top five, but he's in the, you know, he's in the top half.
Yeah.
So all that gets you is sixth in the Central and dead last on your list.
On my list.
But
Central Division again, very
and so,
tough.
And so at this point,
you made a good point. You could actually pick any of these teams to win it almost, and any of these teams to lose it almost. Except, you know, Blackhawks aren't going to lose it. But I mean, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Very tricky division.
Yeah, it's just insane.
That's why I made my crazy picks.
Right,
let's go with the. You know,
it's fun though. We have Johnny Bench etching them in stone too, so we can pull them up in March
in stereo.
In stereo.
Later, you'll be able to go back and listen.
But here's the funny thing: is what if they are? You know, it's Waugh and Sakic's the GM. What if they are like 15 points out in you know at Christmas? Waugh's going to go ballistic. I mean, Waugh is going to go ballistic.
Well, yeah. That's a problem.
And Sakic can't get a fire. It's his teammate,
that's
right?
The problem when you have a great player who winds up coaching, because they're always a little frustrated.
Yeah.
They're like, well, wait a minute. How come you guys can't do it? I could do it, you know.
Right.
It's sometimes that way. And, yeah, I could see him getting frustrated there. But, you know, any of these teams, like we say, any of these teams can turn it on.
Yeah. Well, there is our division preview.
How do you think we did?
Well, you know, we'll find out in April. I like our top threes the same.
Yeah.
You know, and
I love the fact that you picked the Jets up there.
Yeah, well, I think you had to.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people. I don't think we're going against the grain.
No, they're coming on.
To me, the only one I don't believe in is I kind of don't know what's going to happen in St. Louis, because, you know, Captain Kangaroo is a lame duck. Remember, they went after Babcock.
Yep.
And everyone knows he's a lame duck. And those guys kind of didn't even play hard last year half the time. So who knows what they're going to do this year.
They're just an odd team to me.
Yeah.
Because they do have a lot of talent. But just the very fact that they got rid of my buddy TJ Oshie.
Yeah.
And then the guys like the Predators. Look, Predators could win the whole division.
Yeah, I mean,
or
Rene's.
They could come. I picked them sixth. You know, you just don't know with a team like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I like Dallas's offense. I think Dallas is going to steamroll some people, especially now they got Sharp on their team too.
Man, I like that.
You know, and Oduya's going to steady him out a little bit, and Klingberg is a little bit older, and they got Niemi. So I really like them. I don't think Winnipeg's going backwards, and you're not. And the Blackhawks are in the top. They're making the playoffs.
Oh, they're going to make it.
So yeah. I mean, so that's why I like our top three. After that, I think it's a crapshoot. I mean, who's going to come in fourth or even, hell, fifth if the Pacific only takes three? But we have so many more things to talk about. You know, the NHL, NHL television, or what do you call it? The NHL Network, geez. They released their list who's going to be on the air this year.
Any surprises?
A few omissions, but a few great things. We'll talk about that right after this. Hey, everybody. There were some great football games last week, and I hope you got in to see them. Because, I would have loved to have seen Big Ben just absolutely put on a clinic against the San Francisco 49ers. Or how about Rodgers just shutting up Seattle? You could have got a ticket if you used SeatGeek. And SeatGeek would have given you $20 back. Yeah, that's what they do when you use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K. Any game you buy a ticket for, they're going to give you $20 back. How amazing is that? And SeatGeek is amazing in general because it's like, you know how there's airline sites where you put in what flight you want and then a million choices come up? That's what they do on SeatGeek. You're not just looking at one choice. You're looking at all the best ones from every site there is. I mean, SeatGeek pulls up ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers. They create a one-stop shop for tickets. When you shop on SeatGeek, you are seeing virtually every ticket option available for that game all on one page. There is no need to go anywhere else. They actually have a great feature called Deals Score, where it ranks every ticket on the market with a $1 through $100 value and plots the best deals on the color-coded interactive map. It's actually pretty cool. I've checked it out. And I've actually used SeatGeek before. Before we ran these ads, I need to get my $20 worth now. So you can easily identify the best ticket values in the building at a glance. Finally, SeatGeek has a mobile app, which makes ticket buying process seamless and easy. No more typing in squiggly lines you can't read in the box. You know, I think they're called captions or captains or whatever, where you have to figure out what the letters are, and then you're trying to drive. We know you're doing it while you're driving. And no, you can just plug, you know, it's real simple. It's like how many steps? One, two taps on your smartphone, and you'll be buying tickets. How great is that? You can drive the game, and you can decide, hey, I'm in traffic right anyway. I might as well just make my time worth it and buy some tickets for the game on Sunday. So here's what you got to do. This is your call to action, everybody, to redeem your promo code and save $20 on tickets. First, you do is you download the free SeatGeek app. Then you type in the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase. Every ticket purchase on SeatGeek is backed by 100% guarantee. So we got football games. We got basketball games coming up. Of course, hockey starts in 2 weeks. You got baseball finishing up. AC/DC's coming to town. Me and the captain are going. So everybody, download the free SeatGeek app and enter the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K. All right.
Hey, we're back on
PUCK. We are back.
In stereo.
We are back in stereo. Now, you're going to love this, Captain.
What happened?
And I did my research.
Uh-oh.
So here we go about who the NHL Network is keeping and who's saying, first of all, Andy Petrullo is not on the list.
What?
Yeah, our Philly chick. Remember I said she was
great.
I really liked her until she got a little Philly in her at the end. She got maybe a little sad that, you know, the Flyers weren't going to make the playoffs and just got a little testy.
Well, I like the way
testy.
She challenged the other commentators.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She kind of went after him a Philly chick, you know?
Yeah, she
They probably
like
said, you know what? Chick. Yeah.
I love her, man.
Yeah. No, I thought you did a great job. I was just
Where'd she go?
I don't know. Maybe she got a great job and doesn't need the NHL
she
network.
Might not need it. Yeah.
Might not need it. But so let's go. So Kevin Weeks, Weeksy. I love. I think Weeksy's the best.
Yeah,
we're glad Weeksy's back.
Yeah, very good.
I think he's the deal. So Scott Stevens will be in studio.
Wow. Come on.
Andy Petrullo's not going to miss Scott Stevens.
He's going to check Andy. He'll check somebody right into the board.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even believe Ray Shero. I can't even believe that Ray shouldn't even rehire him over in New Jersey. He probably got fired by fax. I mean, did you fire Scott? I don't think you fire Scott Stevens face to face. Another
guy's pretty awesome, man. I've always thought he was one of the greats.
Oh,
the
he's
modern era.
He makes every puck off All-Star team.
Yeah.
We have the John McClane, another devil right there. Dave Reed, probably my least liked guy at the NHL Network.
You don't like Dave?
No, I think he's very much a, I think he's a little too much of the, you know, eye for the eye, tooth for tooth, which I mean, I guess a lot of people think I'm that way, but I you know, it's not all about grit, Dave. I know you were a third liner your whole life, but you know, it's about
well,
offense.
Third liners are gritty though.
Yeah. Mike Rupp, the Rupper, love the Rupper, former Penguin, former New Jersey Stanley Cup champion. A little insulted here. He is right in for the studio, but we love Rupper, but it says former NHL enforcer. The man had more skills than that, NHL Network.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, come on. He had sweet hands for Mr. Rupp.
Yeah, Rupsker.
Yeah, Neil Smith, the architect of the 94 Rangers, is going to be there. I like Neil on the telecast. I think he had some insight because he was a former GM that a lot of people
and
don't.
And a former Western Michigan Bronco like myself.
Oh, look at that right there.
Yep.
Right on, Neil
former
Smith.
Former Bronco.
Yeah. He,
they get it done.
I don't know why he hasn't had another job in the league.
Talented guy, smart guy.
Yeah, but he's
a Bronco.
He's good on the – he says – he always gets like the Saturday morning games, and I think I'm the only one watching. Like 6 a.m. Like Neil Smith's in the studio with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Torts, John Tortorella is going to be there. Okay, whatever. And then Martin Biron, 16-year Brian Boucher, another goaltender, and the great Mike Johnson, who I think does a great job on that network.
Mike's good.
So we'll get him back there. And then Steve Mears and EJ Raddick will be back for NHL Live. We love Mearsy, Pittsburgh kid, does a great job. And I guess Jameson Coyle and Tony Luft will host NHL Tonight and On the Fly with Jamie Hirsch as well. So Jameson Coyle, Tony Luftman, and Jamie Hirsch will be in the studio. But here's the big announcement. Finally, once again, Catherine Tappan will return for various NHL Network program duties. I know. I mean,
thank God.
If you have to raise my DirecTV rates, feel free if you have to pay Catherine Tappan.
Oh, please. You know what?
I read this whole thing. I'm like,
you can't do it without her.
The whole list and then the paragraph, and it's the final sentence. I thought you're not supposed to bury the lead. The lead should be
on.
Catherine Tappan.
Unless that was an obvious.
Is coming back.
Obviously.
Oh, well, it has to be because she's on NBC too.
Well, she's top notch.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Why she's. I mean, she's definitely should be my second wife, so I have to say.
Oh, man, love her. I love her.
Yeah, I mean, she's the best. And nothing better than the Florida GM meetings with Catherine Tappan in a slim dress. There's
Come
nothing
on, man.
Nothing better. All right, there's that. Now we will get to first. I'm going to see AC/DC on Friday.
Well, yeah, great show at Dodger Stadium.
I'm going up to see him in Pac,
oh, you're going
Pac Bell, yeah.
Oh, okay, because it's Monday's Dodger Stadium.
Monday's, got your free Callaway tickets.
Bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Awesome. Well, here was so...
Angus Young bobblehead night.
Yeah, there you go. Because when you hear Angus, that means we're going to do the tweets.
Yeah, tweets. All right, gang, we're back on Puck Off, and it's time for tweets.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Johnny is a hockey player. The man has a nosebleed and is still producing the show.
You can't stop
it. Johnny's on the bench. I'll tell you that.
Can't
stop Johnny Bench. All right, tweets. Here we go. This is from the great Bill Carson. What do you guys think about having wild card spots in the playoffs? It should be the best 8 teams in each conference, period. Yes or no? Thoughts on the goalie trapezoid, the NHL child-proofing the game. The goalie has the most pads on and off. It should be fair game when they leave the crease. Well, the wild card, Bill, is supposed to bring out the 8 best teams.
Yeah, I like the wild card option.
Yeah.
I kind of see what he's saying. And a lot of traditionalists feel that way. But you know what? I think it adds a chance for something interesting to happen.
Well, yeah, because it kind of can break up the one division playing each other the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, and then this way you do have technically the eight best teams. You know, because if you do it by divisions, there could be a weak sister in one of the divisions. So that's the way that works. The thoughts on the goalie trapezoid, I mean, that's just the Martin Brodeur rule, where they put the trapezoid in just so that he couldn't play the puck every second of the,
right.
and keep, you know, the Devil dynasty rolling even longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And, it's not – so the – and, yeah –
So he's thinking we're overprotecting our goalies.
Yeah, and they've always been fair game if you have the balls to hit a goalie.
Well, that's true.
You know, your team's that's supposed true. To. I mean, that's the quintessential. What happened in Buffalo was, you know, he came out and Luch, what's his name, Miller came out and Luch said, "Okay, you're fair game. I'm gonna run you." And no one in Buffalo had the onions to stick up to Luch.
Well,
you know,
a few do.
Yeah,
but you know, here's the thing. You know, it's like in football where they protect the quarterback. You know, you don't want your stars out of the game, and you know, a lot of goalies are stars and are needed to keep that team, moving. And you know, so if you're losing a big name
goaltender,
that's why they're doing it. They just want to protect him.
Yeah, I maybe he's because I'll tell you, if your point is they're being very ticky tacky on bumping the goaltender, then I agree with you.
I agree on that too.
I totally agree on that. If you're talking about the trapezoid is there just to stop them from playing the puck. It's not really there to protect them. And guys still get bumped around a little bit. And protecting the goaltender is really always the job of the team. And they don't protect. If you come out and play the puck and you bang them, they're fair game. I haven't seen too many, you know, it's really, people don't do it because the other team's going to kill them. Okay, here you go. From Sean Mandrell, another Mandrell tweet. He's in here every week.
That dog, Sean.
It's Sean Mandrell. Who would win a street fight between Patrick Waugh and Ron Hextall?
Wow, good one.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know, man. Guess I got to go Hexy.
I think you got to go Hextall because Hextall would just, it's a street fight. He'd kick you in the balls.
Yeah. Not going to play fair.
No, I think Waugh is more Queensberry rules. Yeah. You know, probably, you
They're
know.
Both pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, both would eat your eye out if they had to. I think Hextall's probably been in a few more of
That's
them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hexy's been there.
Yeah. I mean, just playing in Philly for two, you know, as long as he did.
Good question, though, Sean.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Okay, what teams have impressed you guys most so far in the preseason? Well, I mean, what can I say? The Penguins. Kessel and Sid look like they've been playing together for 20 years. And Ryan Garbutt looked good. Who else looked good? I watched some of the Rangers Devils. Didn't see too much there. I'm not trying to take a dump on anybody.
I think that's.
Did you see any of those highlights?
Yeah, I saw.
Oh yeah, they look good.
That's gonna be good.
They look good. Here's a shot of the captain, from Barome. Heard the captain's ad on King's Radio on Tuesday.
What?
Look at that. Look at cashing those checks.
Yeah, man.
What playoff series would you love to see in 2016? A Kings versus Hawks rematch?
Boy, that's a good one, man. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real good matchup.
Well, you know, Kings-Hawks would be fun. Kings-Stars would be fun.
Kings-Stars would be good.
Kings-Stars. I'd almost like to see, is not trying to lose any Chicago fans or friends, I'd almost like to see him change it up a bit, though. See somebody different, you know. Maybe like a Stars. See Lindy in the spotlight. For a finals.
Yeah. I'm down with that, too.
Yeah.
And I really respect Chicago. I mean, who doesn't? But
yeah.
You know what? Yeah, it's nice to have somebody fresh in there.
Yeah. I'd like to see Kings-Ducks this year, too.
Oh, man, that's going
to
be...
Because they're all going to have to face each other.
Wow.
And, you know, of course, I'd like to see... actually, the rematch... Actually, what I want to see is Pens Pens Kings is what I would see.
Well, yeah.
You want to see Detroit Kings, but we'll... Okay, we'll get to the... and then what do you think of Courts, Chris Breedlove? What do you think of Torts coaching at the World Cup? We both
talked about
yeah, we said we don't like that too much.
I don't know.
And I'm he did make a good point here, though. He said, I'm at least glad they didn't pick an active NHL coach. Sure, I guess that is one, you know, yeah.
I don't know. I can think of a couple that would have been good.
Right, but then would you think it would interfere their, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, look what happened in Tampa Bay. You know, I mean, he didn't, I mean, you know, they, well, I guess that was, I guess that's the GM. Yzerman screwed that up with St. Louis.
Well, it probably does, you know, cut their focus. And, yeah, for that reason, sure.
All right. Well, I'll read a couple more, but you have to hop out of here. Literally, time crunch. Any final words, final thoughts?
Well, excited about the season, especially when we're breaking down the Central and seeing how competitive it is.
Right.
Oh, man, it's going to be an exciting season. And just talking about those matchups, those it's going to be unbelievable. I can't wait to see Kings and Ducks fight it out. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah.
I'm just excited for the season.
So next week, have your Kings and Ducks previously. We'll see who you pick. We'll see who you pick then. Yeah. But always a pleasure. We love you. And remember the mothership. You're there tonight. You're there every. It seemed like every
I'm
night now.
There. Yeah. I'm there in the green room.
Yeah.
But I appreciate everybody listening to the KLOS show. It's 95.5 KLOS. You can check it out on 95.5KLOS.com if you're not living in LA. It's on 10 till 2. On Sunday nights here in Los Angeles, and I think you can get it on demand there, too, at their website. But I thank you for listening. And I have one other thing. I have a talk show that's going to be starting on the Laugh Factory website channel. October 6th is the first show.
Look at that.
We're trying to get Rod Stewart. We'll see.
The real Rod Stewart.
My old buddy.
Whoa, look at that. I know Rod Stewart, the third-line center for the Manchester Monarchs.
We might have if we can't get the other Rod Stewart, we might
there you go. Out. Right on.
So check it out, please. October 6th is the first show on the Laugh Factory website.
I'll have to have my mom come down and stalk them.
Come on, man. So, yeah. So check that all out. And enjoyed Puck Off today.
Yeah, it was fun. Well I'm going to keep reading a few more tweets and talk about the fantasy team. Okay. But you got to roll.
Got to roll. Good to see you, Joe.
Barbara, love you, buddy.
Nice job. Love you, too. Good to see you, Johnny Bench. Great job, as always. And I just enjoyed broadcasting in stereo.
All right. We're back. Joe B. here. A few more tweets. We want to give a full show. And we had Frazier got a roll. But you got to do what you got to do. All right. Here we have from Kevy. He's talking about last week. The fourth pick may have been acquired in the trade, but Al's made the choice to select, Roberto Luongo. All right. Clearing up last week's show. And now we have Das Panic. That's a good one. What's more likely this year, the Blackhawks winning the Cup again or the Jets finally winning a playoff game? What's more likely is the Jets winning a playoff game. I mean, I think they're going to, I think they're going to make the playoffs. Chances of getting swept are slim, I'm not going to say none because it happened to him last year, but I think the Jets will be winning a game. The Hawks repeating, they have as good a chance as anybody ever to repeat because they're that good. But you got to say the Jets are going to win one game over the Blackhawks winning the Cup. All right, now we have Paul Day. He likes the implication that Vegas is a different country. Well, Paul, if you've ever been to Vegas, it is a different country because you can actually have fun there until 5 in the morning, which unlike literally every other city in this country, in the privacy of your own home, you can have fun 24 hours a day. But I mean, out in public, acting like a tool. Marcus Thornburg, when are you coming to Sweden? And as soon as we can get legally allowed to leave the country, we'll be there. No. First, we're going to Vegas. Then we're going to Canada. Then we'll come to Europe. And Vegas, we're working out the details. I believe we will be in Vegas for the Frozen Fury with T-shirts and stickers for everybody. Isn't that going to be fun, Johnny Bench? He's nodding his head. He's not on mic. So that should be a good time. And speaking of the T-shirts, we're going to send one out to our buddy Chris, because we thought he made the cut for the Fantasy League, but he did not. So we're going to give him a T-shirt. And also our past Trivial winners, they'll be getting theirs, because we'll have the T-shirts next week. We like the design. It's going to be cool. And then I really enjoyed so fantasy time. Fantasy, we're all done. We are all done. The Fantasy League is locked. I only got 12 teams again. Not quite sure how you could get 16 teams in. Jose will be defending. Johnny Bench is in. And we have some great names. We have some great names this time. You know, just like last year, some great names. My favorite, I think I saw, was Jared Stahl's stash, which I know the captain will really like that one. So that's a fabulous one. And some other names. I seem to have lost the page that I was going to look them up on. And Yahoo is so confusing. Certainly not a Yahoo lover. Google, everybody. All right, that's it. I was going to read some of the funny names, but by the time I do all that and look it up, it'll be a tease for next week when we do the Atlantic, the Pacific Division. Jeez, I need to hop in the car because I'm going to see AC/DC. And then my Bakersfield gig was canceled because the booker had appendicitis. An extreme appendicitis, had to have surgery. He couldn't, whatever, in time. So basically the only big gigs I'm going to plug now are all through October. I'll be with the man with the belt, Bill Burr. If you see him coming to your town, I'll be with him. All right, everybody. Have a great week. We'll be talking Pacific next week. Fuck off.